SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, National Youth Service Summer Program to admit more young people. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
The government has increased the number of participants in the National Youth Service NYS Summer Employment Program for this year. 2,000 more spaces have been added, bringing the total number of summer workers to 8,000, up from 6,000 in 2016. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the increase is to enable more young people to gain experience needed for the workforce.
When you finish school and you're looking at a job, what do people ask? Have you had any experience? So we want to ensure that we give you the requisite experience so you can get the jobs you want. So we're going to give you the work experience for 3 weeks. But one of the things we realized is that last year we used to say you have to have 3 CXC subjects to be placed in a job. What that mean, a lot of our young people who maybe did not do so well in CXC, they still don't get a job. So we decided we're going to fix that this year.
Mr. Green adds that more resources will be allocated to the youth service to reach an even greater number of young people.
You don't only get a job. We give you some training before you go on the job. And then we check up on you on the job to see how it is going. And then when it's finished, we have another session with you so that you can develop and move on from strength to strength.
Under the program, participants are placed in organizations to work for 3 weeks and are paid a stipend by the NYS at the end of the tenure. The NYS Summer Employment Program is geared towards the development of young people, facilitating opportunities to earn valuable work experience and making them more productive and efficient employees. Deadline for the submission of applications is April 7. Forms and additional information may be accessed at nysjamaica.org.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memorize the applicant, no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, shame, woman. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica's public institutions to be more efficient, effective, and accountable. This will include the delivery of the highest quality of service. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. On our community notice board, the Michael University College will host a conversation series on the migration of teachers this Thursday, March 23, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Enos Natal Lecture Theatre. Call 929-52606 for details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight comings and goings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.